It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to it. It's another edition of Let's Talk Thursday morning, hour number one on the program. And well, after a couple weeks off, my fault, back with the guys, Joe Thurs.
Good morning.
Our small business spotlight. Gentlemen, welcome.
Gentlemen, he uses that term loosely.
We are enjoying.
Who came in, right? No.
You look fantastic. Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Dude, I was thinking the exact opposite, so that's why you speak and I keep my mouth shut.
You know, that's why
what do you think? I look awful.
That's why I love him. He's a self-representative here, you know?
Yeah, I'm in sales, so yeah. That's how it goes. Well, I'm reviewing your list that you sent.
I can't believe, which one? There's like four of them.
There are four.
There's a Jay-Z dead to me list, phrases and what they mean. All kinds. So I just went to the
The real list we want to see is the blacklist, but that'll never be discussed on the air.
This is the step up to the mic lexicon of words and terms.
Yes.
Oh,
lexicon. We are
lexicon. Yes.
Elevating the language.
That was a $5 word from a 50-cent guy. That's why we left it like that.
Yes. Some of them I am not going to share on the air.
Like buttress.
No, buttress was great, and I got a good lesson on buttress.
Yes.
Yes, I did.
It's like, that's like a Shendo term, like biantany.
Biantany.
That's a real word, right?
It is a real word.
Yes.
And it's in the Cole Speak Dictionary, and many, 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 many years ago, I was helping my friend move, and his father-in-law is there, and we're loading the truck, and we have something there. I'm like, well, just stick that in there on a biantany, and we can get it in this load. And it stopped. Like, work had stopped. So we can have
Do you have that dictionary?
I don't have it. I've seen it online.
I have it actually somewhere. I do.
So we had to explain what a biantany was, and then we continued on loading the truck with multiple things.
And did you load it on a biantany?
Multiple things were loaded on a biantany after that term, and he has since used that term many, many times. Jim is very grateful for my dialogue.
See, I'll bet. Yeah, people hear that, and it sticks with them, exactly.
Yeah.
Hope you're in fine fettle.
Fine fettle.
That was a caller. That was a loyal caller. Would always greet us with that.
You are manufacturing outrage.
That's coming up in hour number two.
That's political theater.
Yes.
Yes. You know, that gets right up there with enabler.
Oh.
I love that term. There are a lot of enablers out there. There are.
Those people are the enablers, right?
Yes.
Is that the term?
Yes.
I'm good with being an enabler, but if you call me a fun sucker,
you were early when he came in.
Well, okay.
Explain this one to me.
You need
fun suckers.
You do. You need research. You need that
fun,
back end.
Fun seekers and fun hog. You remember the fun hog stickers made way back in the day? That's a Nestor's Sporting Goods used to have. Fun hog. That was their tagline.
Okay. Curveball. Did you ever eat a hogfish?
No. I was told in Florida they are amazing. It's like a native thing to the coast
sweet
of Florida.
White meat.
Yes. Okay. A friend of mine who's not a fish fan lives in
it has a snout
Keys.
Like a pig. Amazing fish.
He said he does not like fish. He goes, these are amazing fish. Yes.
I just figured I'd ask that question while we're on.
That was the curveball boy, I'll tell you.
Well, you're really letting the devil take the hind quarters on this guy. It's not their time.
That was a political one. Always, why are you around? It's not their time. Wait your turn.
This was one of them that really caused the laughter before the air.
Can't believe you finally saw this list.
Laughter?
it caused a lot of laughter right before we got. And I read
whoa.
Testicles of their time, or testicles of this program. And it was actually tentacles.
It's tentacles.
Yeah. I apologize for that one. And there was an exuberant amount of, like, you know, eighth grade boy laughter going on.
Well, eighth grade boy laughter.
It's better than what I see when I've seen Pucker Uranus.
It is.
It's like, woo, okay.
I will not translate what was said on that one.
That was a co-host used that all the time, and he would say that. I'm going to pucker somebody's anus now.
I'm not saying what you said. I am not. The dump button is not long enough at to go
end,
through.
At the end of the day, that is.
That's everywhere now. I think it's a lost cause. It's too.
Are you
too
many people, that fight?
You know what? It's getting to me now because it's just so much of it. I feel like I'm an island and I just can't I can't battle this anymore.
You're a peninsula. You have don't give up. So all the wonderful guests we've had on in the last year, we've always tried to do the deleting of at the end of the day. Yeah. The saying. It hasn't worked.
No, I actually say it more now. Which is, it's kind of funny.
No,
because I've never said it until we started.
And then you'll follow up with, when all is said and done.
At the end of the day, when all is said and done.
Somehow it's an extension.
It is, you know, and it rolls into our topic, like, you know, and we always try to do our something motivational and, you know, something to make you think about your life and stuff like that. And as me and Guy were talking about this, there's a few topics over the last weeks and months that we didn't get to, but you know, with today's a little bit of a different show for us, and gratitude is what hit me this morning. And I shared that with Guy, and he was like, you know, as his exact words, I live in that space of being grateful. And he does. He's, you know, thank you, hold the door, like just that really gracious person. And
gratitude is the memory of heart.
Memory of heart.
Of your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. It's...
And I'm going to share, like, I'm grateful for the countless guests. And, you know, we started this show to promote. If we impacted one, it was a win. And I honestly can't say how many we have made a change in their lives. And I'm super grateful for them to come on and spend their time with us. And
our timing was pretty interesting. Like, the farm store downtown Pottsville, for anyone listening, I mean, you know, you hear about the store all the time. They have a lot of advertising on A106, possibly T102. I listen to A106 all the time. But yeah, I mean, how they exploded, their store is just phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Great store, great products. Gets better every time you go in. Unbelievable. They're fantastic. You know, that was, and then having, it's funny, she was like our second guest, and then having her husband on to explain where the products come from a few weeks ago was amazing. So we have, you know, their farm. And I think it's some of the other ones, you know, we had some.
I never got my rabbit. I have to, I think I have to stop.
And they had the hot dogs just a couple days ago. They had it posted.
They were amazing. Oh my God. Yeah, they really are. Yeah.
And like we had Joe Drazis on, and Joe was an amazing guest.
He was a good guest. Yeah. He's also a great host when you're in a store. A lot of fun.
He makes you feel like you're the only customer in there. And you're not, because it's usually a good crowd of people in there.
I could share it on Facebook. I think Joe probably punched me in the throat, though. But we stopped in after Joe was on the radio. And Joe tried on pants. They were probably, they look like women's pants. You know, they're tighter, short in the calf. And
I felt like Buddy the Elf. If they were green.
Listen, if anyone's going to pull it off, though, Joe, you gave it your best.
You needed a truck to pull those pants off of me. But it was fun. And, you know, Joe laughed about it. We had a good time. And I just think, man, like, there were just so many guests.
One of my favorite pairs of jeans I bought from their store.
Yeah. They're amazing.
They have a great selection of clothes.
And
for anyone.
I look at, like, Jared was an incredible guest.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, we laughed the whole time, and his business has been doing amazing. If you don't know what we're talking about, The Cage in Schuylkill Haven, excellent gym.
The Pretzeler. How do you forget that?
That was
the quickest hour of radio.
It was. And
all we did was laugh.
But I can promise you, if you go there, it is strict business. It is. He is there for a purpose. He wants to be the...
Jared was an awesome host. Like, so when he was on the radio as a guest in our studio, he literally, like, the energy he brings.
Yeah,
I could imagine. You know, it's just when you get him serious, directed, focused on something, mission will be accomplished.
Yeah, the results are huge. Yeah. And like, I am a proven testament to what a 5-month commitment looks like. And
well, you dropped 30 pounds.
The weight. The ability to lift has been exponential growth, and it's true. Like, so if you are serious about your success in taking care of yourself, go to the cage. 100%.
I love his his advertisement. It's a really jacked leprechaun picking up a small like Volkswagen looking set of weights there.
It's amazing.
Followed
up by Cake Pops. I mean,
wow.
One extreme to the other. Did you enjoy the Cake Pops when she was on?
Yes, absolutely.
Like, I was in a food coma.
Dude, they're awesome.
So good.
Yeah.
The Red Velvet. Oh, we're going to start talking about this.
Now you're starting to make my mouth water. Jared's going to be listening like, you eat two of them. I'm going to kill you.
I seen Jessica at the Giant yesterday in passing. It's right by Iron Valley, Keystone. I frequent the Giant. It's just ultra convenient. It's 2 minutes from my office, but she's always in high gear. Jessica goes running by, like, hi, guy. And she's like in fifth gear switching to overdrive, you know.
Yeah. I mean, look at the growth that she had. It's been phenomenal.
Swickerdoodle Cake Pops in out of Orangeburg. Yeah, that's
amazing.
Yeah. Speaking of Josh from Shakey's.
Oh, he was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need
guns. I'm so grateful for all these people's, all used people. Is that
used?
Used. The
use?
The two used.
Is that on the list?
Yeah.
I think that's
used.
All.
And I'm just filled with gratitude for the amount of time that they spent with us here, sharing their stories, their business, and their struggles and their wins. And it was an honor. It was an honor to do this.
And it's important for us. You know, this was kind of not really planned. We were kind of looking at the future of what we're planning, how we're going to continue to help small businesses. And it's important to have this conversation on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely.
Silent gratitude isn't much use to anyone. So it's good that you're speaking it out.
Yeah.
I'm reading these quotes off the...
You didn't make that one up yourself?
I did not, no.
Gosh darn it, guy. That would have been so cool if you did.
It's G.B. Stern from Xavier University. G.B. You know what G.B. stands for?
General Varsity?
Green Bay? No. How about Golden Boy? That's Joe's nickname moving forward.
Since what, last night?
I love you. I can call you Golden Boy.
It's funny.
It's good stuff.
I got called out on a post on Nosy Neighbors the Scoop from apparently
for all the mean things Joe's ever been called in his life, like, you know, the list is, it's hurtful and long, right?
The dump button doesn't dump enough.
No, and it's funny because now, like, at age 52, you know, all the positive things we have going on and mindset mostly, you know, your biggest weapon is your mind. You get called a name like that and it's kind of like, thank you. I'll take that. Golden Boy. I wish someone would call me that. I think it's a...
I could start if you'd like.
Well, that's your name. You'll have to come up with your own there, Golden Boy.
You could be the other Golden Boy.
The other. That's really bad. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh. What's going on at Jother's Automotive, Ashland or Orangeburg?
Whew. Renovations are complete in Ashland. What a great time.
I was in your shop
a
week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Got a compliment the other day on it. That it's just like, they're like, this is the absolute nicest auto shop we've ever been to.
It's clean. Your floors, I noticed that walking through, you know, I went through to your new section for a lunchroom for the employees. And your floors are, you know, for an automotive garage, that says a lot. Yeah. They're clean.
It is. It was. We're super proud of it. I mean, it takes a lot to keep it there, and we just want to make sure it's nice. Give our customers the absolute best experience.
It takes a good floor scrubber and someone to run it.
It does. We have the people for that. I've done it myself. I actually, the floor scrubber is very rewarding. And in Orangeburg, we're actually getting lines painted on the parking lot so people can really know where to go. It's a little bit. The lot's big and a little confusing. So we're going to have some lines there, and it should make it a little easier for people when they come in and out of the lot.
I think that's probably a wise move.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. So that was something that needed to be done. And, Bill Caruso from Ultra Seal is taking care of that. 23 years he's been in business. He's looking to retire. Good for him, you know.
Quitter. What do you mean retire? What's retirement?
It was part of his plan. He's trying to sell the business, so he's actually talking
jealous.
About it this morning.
I don't have a plan for retirement.
So. Yeah, me neither. I'm a little jealous of him, too. He told me, he said he wanted to retire at 55. That's this year, and good for Bill, you know.
Wow. Congrats, Bill.
Yeah. So if anybody's looking to start their own business, we talk about it all the time. He's looking to sell.
When one door closes.
Another opens.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so Bill Caruso is looking to sell UltraSeal. So it's an opportunity to... join the entrepreneurial world.
There you go. I think that's a good one. I think
that's a great, great job. I mean, it's a seasonal business. It plows snow, so there's always work year round. And he's lived a very good life doing it for 23 years.
What are you most thankful for?
So this is my morning.
You're supposed to say Jay-Z being back.
Okay. No,
all right. That's fine. Okay. That's, I was trying. Hey, I was fishing on that one.
Yeah, that was deep. That's deep fishing.
I'll stay shallow.
I thank God every day for the day. I'm super thankful that I have the opportunity to serve somebody else, to help somebody, to make an impact on the world, however big or small. So I'm grateful for the opportunity every day to make something happen.
It's so important. You guys watched the game last night, the Phillies game last night.
Did they play the Brewers?
I did not.
You're not a Phillies fan?
No, I'm a Brewers fan.
There's something better when you're watching, and like again, not to say it, they're the highest level of baseball, and the first thing you know. You just won, you know, from two nights ago, there was that amazing come from behind, you know, it was 8-6 in the ninth, two outs, you know, and, you know, they wind up scoring eight runs or whatever. But last night, again, phenomenal, you know, you get called up to the big leagues, and a long story short, you thank God.
You have to.
The man upstairs is what he said, you know. And
how could you not?
That should be on your list, the man upstairs. That's on the good list, though.
Yeah, that'd be on the good list. But, you know,
there is no good list.
But you know, you speak of last night, and of course we have that covered here. We had it covered. Wait, helps when you hit the right button. Hold on. Are we going to FIFA? No, we're not going to FIFA right now. We're going to what Guy said about last night and the Phillies and the excitement.
Lovelady set to go. So is Hill. And the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Right field. It's deep. Wood going back toward the wall. It is gone.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Hill, a two-run pinch hit home run.
Yeah, it's his fourth pinch hit home run of his career. I mean, the guy didn't just come in and get a hit. He has, you know, home runs when he comes in.
It's incredible. And
obviously, he's the guy for the job.
Humble.
Yes.
You know, and you look at him, does he scream,
no.
I'm a big superstar, I'm a Bryce Harper type, or like Schwarber. He doesn't
nope.
give you that vibe. He's just, boy, he's effective.
How good does the manager look like, Mattingly? You know what? Go out there and get a pinch hit for me.
I like it.
That's obviously.
So it's funny you're saying that because, again, I don't watch a lot of games. My youngest is, you know, it's all baseball all the time, and my wife loves it, you know, true Tri-Valley, you know, grad. It's funny because I'm saying that because, like, I come from the Morgans. It's wild. Matt Morgan, 98 years old. She doesn't miss a game. She does. She knows more about baseball than I'd put.
She's forgotten more about baseball than most people know.
That's easy because I don't know anything.
But last night we were watching Mattingly after and just, you know, so calm, cool, collected, yep. Talking about it. Yeah, you know.
I was watching AUSL.
I made the best choice there is. He doesn't say it like that, but it's kind of
right.
Like, you know, it. You know, it's just like screams confidence.
Yep.
And it should be. At that level, you should be playing with confidence.
Let's talk about soccer. They have the most passionate fans. Where does this come from?
And what was the one group of fans drank all the beer at that bar?
Sweden, I think.
It was some.
I know somebody said that to me. I'm like, this got to be BS.
No, yeah. It wasn't.
They drank Sam Adams out of beer.
Yes.
Is what I was told.
Yes.
And I'm like, I didn't believe it. I mean, it was a sales guy, so I'm like, he's just, you know, making talk. And I'm like, I didn't.
It's
like,
a great ad. Right. That's what I thought, the same thing. Like, it's a great hook just to get you, you know, to listen in.
So I did not Google it.
Being a Philly sports fan my entire life, right? You know, you go to Eagles games, sometimes you're like, you know, it's not really appropriate for younger fans.
Scottish soccer fans.
There you go. Yeah,
they drank all the beer.
Yeah, that.
Scots.
But, like, soccer, it's a huge deal to score a single goal, right? It could be 1-0. The fans are, like, electric.
They're electric when nothing's happening. Like, besides a bunch of dudes running around, these guys are, like, the fans are screaming. I don't get it.
This is a great headline, though. Scottish soccer fans, in parentheses, affectionately known as the Tartan Army.
The Scottish Army.
Tartan Army.
Oh, okay.
Drank local pubs and bars entirely dry during the 2026 World Cup.
My kind of army.
That's I mean, I've put a few shifts in my early days, but we've never been that successful.
No.
Joe Schreiko always made sure the bar was well stocked, you know. he would not allow that to happen on his watch. You
do
know?
You remember that before it was there? It was Boris's back in the day. We were in there. Teachers from the high school used to be sitting across the bar from you.
I would have been like 7. So, yeah, I probably could have been in there in those days in Shenandoah.
Now I don't know what that is. It's changed hands again. Gosh. So.
I was in.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were involved with this.
No, I was in RJ's. It was a couple months ago. Dominic and I were out having we were bonding, my oldest son, and I'm like, you really have to see RJ's, right? So, well, yeah.
Not the same.
Good thing Dominic took 4 years of Spanish. He actually could do some ordering and so forth, but it was kind of funny because it was like...
How are your cervezas?
They're cold, so it was good. We didn't drink them out of beer that night either. We had one or two, and we called it an early quit. But yeah, it's a different. I don't like how they painted it, though. I'll be honest.
I agree,
into the blue.
No,
you know,
no, that's not good.
It
has to be brown. It's just that some things in life can't change. Like, it just has to stay the same.
It's like a magnet. Like, you know, a really good magnet works all the time. You don't have to, like, paint in a different color.
Right.
If it works, it works. Don't mess with it. RJ's was a staple of the community. They painted it blue, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Now, you know, was on an island somewhere, I'd be like, I dig the blue.
Yeah.
I like ocean blue, but not in Shenandoah.
Yeah, not in the corner right there.
I'll be real. Yeah, not a huge fan. But, we take a break and we'll...
We can take a break.
We're halfway.
Yeah, we're good timing. So we'll step aside, take care of some business.
We'll come back with
Scottish
more
Army.
On this.
Scottish Army.
Tartan Army.
How many times have you heard,
I'm bored, there's nothing to do around here.
You're wrong. Here's why. Explore Schuylkill is your destination for all things Schuylkill. From outdoor recreation to attractions, events, and accommodations, Explore Schuylkill can tell you where to go, what to do, and how to get there. They even have a craft beverage trail. Download an app and discover local breweries, wineries, and distilleries. Be a tourist in your own backyard. Visit Explore Schuylkill at their location along Union Street in Pottsville or check them out online at schuylkill.org.
Tune in tonight for Philadelphia Phillies baseball on WPPA, AM 1360, and 105.9 FM, A106.
The Phils continue their 7-game road trip. They wrap up a 4-game series in our nation's capital tonight against the Washington Nationals. First pitch, 6:45.
It all gets underway with the Lehigh Valley Health Network pregame show, 30 minutes prior to the first pitch. Phillies baseball on WPPA, AM 1360, and 105.9 FM, A106. We'll be right back.
Best of luck to Annie Lobenstein of Pottsville. Annie is our Rodnick's Discount Groceries Hoagie Home Run Payoff Inning contestant for tonight's Phillies-Nationals game. Our payoff inning will be the top of the seventh. If a Phillies batter goes yard in the top of the seventh, Annie will win a delicious 7-inch sub of her choice, courtesy of Rodnick's Discount Groceries. If a Phillies batter hits a grand slam, it's a hoagie tray, courtesy of Rodnick's. Best of luck to Annie Lobenstein of Pottsville, and best of luck to the Phils.
Looking for auto repair you can trust in Ashland and Orwigsburg? Joe Thurs Automotive is here to keep you and your family rolling, because when it comes to your car, peace of mind matters. Built on professionalism and kindness, Joe Thurs Automotive brings expertise, care, and a personal touch to every visit. And right now is the perfect time to schedule your service and save. Get our oil change special for just $69.99, including a free tire rotation and multi-point inspection. Plus, checks on your radiator, coolant, belts, hoses, fluids, suspension, and lights. Or stop in for our brake special, starting at just $329 per axle for cars with quality pads and rotors installed by the experts. For faster service, book your appointment at JoeThursAutomotive.com today. Joe Thurs Automotive, with locations in Ashland and Orwigsburg, keeping drivers in northern and southern Schuylkill counties safely on the road, one repair at a time.
Live from the Rodnick's Discount Groceries World Cup Finals, Team Savings takes the field against Team Empty Wallet.
Rodnick's charges down the frozen food pitch. 4-pound bags of chicken patties, nuggets, plain, barbecue or buffalo bites, and 3-pound bags of meatballs, all just $9.
Goal!
Here comes another scoring opportunity. 5 packs of pork, chicken, shrimp or vegetable egg rolls for $5. Wait, a bicycle kick from the snack zone. 4 packs of cheesesteak, buffalo, southwestern chicken or pepperoni pizza egg rolls for only $6.
Goal!
Perfect for graduation parties, summer parties, birthday parties, even my neighbor bought a new lawnmower parties.
And in the deli, country bacon or garlic cheese, capicola or black pepper ham scores big at just $3.99 a pound.
No penalty. That's completely legal.
Don't just watch the World Cup. Win the World Cup of Savings at Rodnick's Discount Groceries, 304 North 4th Street, Minersville.
Celebrating 250 years of America, highlighting moments in history. Here's Jake Novak.
October 1770, Boston lawyer and future president John Adams makes one of the most controversial and eventually momentous decisions in American history. Adams decides to defend the British commanders and troops responsible for the infamous Boston Massacre in March of that year, which left 5 American colonists dead. Adams was a staunch patriot, but he was adamant that the eventually independent new United States would be a nation founded on the rule of law, revolution or no revolution. Adams' defense turned out to be brilliant, and he secured acquittals for all of the troops and British officials charged with the most serious crimes. It says quite a bit about Adams and also the American people that his decision to defend the British didn't stop him from becoming one of the founders of the country 6 years later and the first resident of the new White House in 1797. Adams remained a strong conscience of the nation right up to his death on America's 50th birthday, July 4th, 1826.
Spring brings a new attitude and 2 arm lengths of jobs around your home and business. One stop at Alpine Building Supply, Route 183 Schuylkill Haven, and you're ready. They stock everything you need. Hardware, lawn and garden, paints, plumbing supplies. No running around before you get to work. And Alpine is your headquarters for Duralight decking. It looks great and built to last. Why go anywhere else? Alpine Building Supply, Route 183 Schuylkill Haven. Visit their Facebook page. Shop local and save.
We've all been there, faced with a physical setback. Whether you've suffered a sports injury that takes you out of the game, or your aches and pains are keeping you from doing what you love, we all want the same thing, to get your life back. Thankfully, you can trust the region's only nationally ranked orthopedic team to help get you there. At Lehigh Valley Orthopedic Institute, we turn setbacks into comebacks, one movement at a time. Lehigh Valley Orthopedic Institute. Comebacks begin here.
Summer skies across our listening area will soon be lighting up with colorful fireworks displays as communities celebrate Independence Day and other events. Here's a list of fireworks displays in our area as compiled by our good friends at Scoop News. Right here in the city of Pottsville on Friday, June 26th. Also Friday, June 26th in Mahanoy City. Minersville on Monday, June 29th. Big Diamond Speedway on Friday, July 3rd. Also in Frackville on Friday, July 3rd. And Heisler's Dairy Bar will have fireworks on Friday, July 3rd and Saturday, July 4th. Fireworks in Port Carbon on Saturday, July 4th. Also in Ringtown on Saturday, July 4th. And fireworks in Schuylkill Haven on Saturday, July 11th. Also in St. Clair on Saturday, July 11th. And finally in Pine Grove on Friday, July 17th. Welcome back, folks. Hour number two of the program as we continue on.
There's gonna be a small dust up in here with me and Guy soon. I'm glad there's no.
How in God's green earth can you abbreviate a C for an S? You can't do that.
You do it.
How?
I don't know how. You've always done it.
Chendo?
Chendo.
C-H-E-N-D-O. Chendo, right?
Yes.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like what the shirt says, right?
That's what my shirt says.
Yeah.
Chendo.
So some illiterate bum with a screen printer.
Well, if you're gonna call Chendo by its nickname, are you gonna spell it with an S or a C? I think it's a C. It's Chendo.
Chen.
You're gonna say Chendo?
I'm gonna say Chendo. Chendo. I grew up in Chendo.
What if you can't pronounce it? It's Chendo.
How
about Monoy?
Oh. And then I heard Mahanoy or the K
Mahoney.
Came from, yeah. Or
yeah.
Oh, Mahanoy people City. Out of the area, it's always Mahoney.
God bless the people coming out of the area because, yeah, there's 16 different names for Mahanoy City. Mahoney City.
Yep.
Mahoney.
Yeah. Delano, that's another one when they're out of the area. Delano. Yeah.
I got.
Oh, I'm from Delano.
But it's the same everywhere. I went to Jersey and I was going to Lodi, L-O-D-I.
Creedence Clearwater Revival song.
Right. And I'm like, I this is before GPS. I had a map, and you'd go to the booth, and you'd be like, "Hey, I need directions to
Lodi."
And they're like, "She's like, excuse me," I said, "Lodi." And the booth had like the name on the booth, and I said, "Lodi." And I point. She goes, "You mean Lodi?" I'm like, "There, yes."
Same tomato, tomato.
Yeah, it's amazing that you think it's just something that's here, but it's everywhere.
Here, let's give it a listen. You think I was kidding? Seeking my fame and fortune, looking for a pot of gold. Now wait for you. Gotta wait for a little bit. Things got bad and things got worse. I guess you know. Here it comes. Here it comes. No conversation we would have here that I can't find a song for. I mean, right. Honestly.
So they agree with Joe. It's Lodi.
That's right. Exactly. They agree. And John Fogerty can't be wrong.
I agree.
I was wrong. The girl in the booth was mad. Like, I was really wasting her time. Because she had no idea what I was talking about.
You're trying to pronounce. Oh.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Joe, I'm all loaned out.
All alone now. Okay, Babs. Something my mom said. And it's funny because Jay-Z played a little skit for us in the break. And it's like stuff from, like, you know, modern day. And I said, a little help from your parents. And, like, I remember going to my mom one time. Like, hey, Mom, I need a loan, a couple $100. She's like, you're on your own. I'm all loaned out.
I'm all loaned out.
Mom's always had the answer, man.
She was a great mom.
Do we have that Beatles clip?
Yeah, we have that Beatles clip. Beatles clip, but it's International Beatles Day today. And Gen Zers,
the,
you know.
The bug or the band?
No, the band.
All you
the
need
band.
Is love.
Yeah.
Or,
and,
the car.
You know, so.
Bug, band, or car.
They did a nice
band.
Job on this.
Band.
Sorry. Band.
Ask and you shall receive.
Love is all you need.
Versions of their classics for Generation Z. You'll get, I'll get by with a little help from my parents, while my iPhone gently tweets, we all live in a yellow Subaru, Strawberry Fields, whatever, and Yelp, the Beatles get the millennial treatment. You can also download Baby You Can Drive My Uber, twist and shout your Starbucks order, and don't forget this classic, Here Comes the Sun, to heat up the atmosphere and make life unsustainable for thousands of species and create a global refugee crisis. Updated Beatles songs for Gen Z. Zoomers ruining songs from boomers. Get yours today.
There you go.
I don't know where you find this stuff, but it makes us laugh. And sometimes, like we've been in, I know guys had a tough week. It's been pretty stressful for me. And sometimes you just need to take a little break and laugh. And
exactly, yeah.
Where do you find all these quips that you play on the...
Googles it.
Well, it's good show prep that we have. It's good show prep.
I love it.
So you know what I found during the day that helps me now?
I go for a walk.
I walk around the outside of the building, and I pick up stuff that I see on the ground that doesn't belong, and it's therapeutic.
Yeah.
I picked up a nut today in the parking lot, you know?
The nut doesn't belong in the parking lot.
No. So, like, we talk about it, like, you know, and... As I always mention Ed Mylett, because I listen to his podcast on the regular, and he had a guest on who talked about micro breaks throughout the day. To get more stuff done, instead of just like trying to push through your whole day, you take like a 5 or 10 minute break throughout the day to kind of reset the brain.
I'm more like, I would disagree with Ed on that one. I think you push through, and then I think we need to adopt the siesta, like a 5 to 10 minute, no, not 10, like no more than nine, right? Like your snooze button on your iPhone, 9 minutes, power nap. Who doesn't like that?
I'll be back in 8:59.
There you go. But like, honestly, it's a brain hack. You know, you shut it completely down and start again.
I agree. Sometimes you need to, you know.
It was Edison. They used to find him sleeping all over his estate. That he would literally, you know, constantly be working on. So Henry Ford and Edison were neighbors. They had houses in Florida. And, you know, we visited his, this is years ago, but I just remember a story where they'd find him sleeping in random places.
Huh.
Yeah.
Maybe he was taking micro breaks.
Millennial Joe. Thanks for the micro break.
It's true.
You're gonna go back to Jother's Auto, and you're going to hear all about all the micro breaks.
So I can't reprimand my staff. They're taking a micro break. It's the things you learn, though, about, like, the world and society and how we view things differently. We are evolving, all of us, in multiple different ways, you know?
Just a continuation from before. Talking about Derek Hill, we mentioned, you know, the Phillies before the break. Batting a 238 for the year, what makes you put him in the pinch hit? Like, what
I got a hunch this guy's due. Remember in
Major League? Got a hunch. Yeah. Major League classic.
That's a great boy. Lou Brown, man. He had a hunch.
I don't know.
Because it doesn't convey, like, you're in a batting cage. You could be crushing the – you could be a cage boss. It doesn't always convey to that live element.
Maybe there's a...
Kudos to the management of the Phillies.
Something he knows that other people don't.
Donnie Baseball, man. He knows. He's got his hand on the pulse, man. And that's a Red Sox fan saying that about a Yankee. That's big. That's huge.
That's huge. Yes. Yeah, that's growth, actually. That's growth.
Yeah, we are. I mean, like, we've all grown, evolved, changed our perspectives. And, like, you know, we talk to the gratitude. And hopefully that somebody that listens to the show is like, you know, they've made some small change in their world, you know. Look at their situation a little bit differently. And
the point of the show was always to bring guests on, showcase the small business, and, you know, not only advertise, but, you know, entertain that spirit that is small business.
Yeah.
Our the backbone of the entire country depends on it.
Oh, my God, yeah. We opened the eyes to a gazillion of the struggles, and we didn't touch the tip of the iceberg of
I would agree with that. I think you could only see the tip, and
I'm grateful that we did it. I really am. And, you know, sticking to the same theme of the day, super, super grateful for the opportunity we had here doing this. And I look forward to the next chapter in what we do.
We're never going to stop helping. No, that's the whole point of small business. And, we're the whole fixing. Giving is, contagious. I guess, that whole expression of gratitude, you know. Who was your favorite guest on in the last year plus? How long has it been?
That's about right. I think it ballparked it pretty good.
Over a year and a half or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite guest?
Oh, man.
No one's going to get upset. Mama Millie right now is running around going,
it better be me.
Jolters.
I think.
Come on.
We tried so hard, and we mentioned Francesco all the times. You know, like every week we talk about chicken parm and got to go to Francesco's. And he came on. He was fantastic. And, you know, when we talked about cooking and he's like, maybe you should come to my kitchen. I'm like, you know, that was pretty cool. I don't know.
He brought a case of sauce in.
That helped. Jessica was amazing. Cake, like a lot of the food. Scott Reichert. Scott was
great.
These. Yeah. I just finished all food once.
I know. We go back to the smoked brisket pastrami and, you know, like Nate Thomas was Nate, in and recently that
I
was.
I couldn't even say, I don't know. Like, I can't say one was like the best. I mean, there's so many of them were so good. I mean, we've had a couple shows that we dropped the, I don't know, what's it? Dump the truck or, you know.
Spit the bit.
Yeah, whatever. You know, I have to refer to the list of.
I don't know if you'll find it on there.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, and at the end of the day, the joke was always like.
That's on the list.
We pay them. They don't pay us. So we can't. We're not supposed to be good, you know. But it was amazing because it took something that everybody has that fear of public speaking. And how many guests came in are like, I don't know if I can do this, you know. And they just came in, and they were really, really good, you know.
Our friend in Frackville, Compass Rose, saw you guys heading out of there not that long ago.
Yeah, she had no trouble.
You were spotted.
That was a great hour.
She brought some energy that day.
Yes, she did.
You guys got in a fight over some roles.
Roles. Yeah, it was roles.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Brad. I mean, Brad Ravitz was an amazing guest. And we had a lot of laughs with that one. I mean, he's a very serious business.
Fantastic guest.
But yeah, like
very entertaining
guy. Wow, it's just, I think about it and it's like, I can't say one was my favorite. Because I'm so appreciative of all of them, you know.
You handled that well. That was good.
What's
you,
that?
You handled that well, that question. I wanted to see how you were going to navigate that.
It's the personal growth. Yeah.
He handled the body of work.
The entire body of work was great, yes.
Yeah.
Was it in the barrel?
I don't even know what that means.
That's like if you have a restaurant question, you got to get somebody that's involved or owns a restaurant. They're in the barrel. Answer that.
I use the term subject matter expert.
Subject matter. That
you
works,
do.
Yeah. And I am not that person for, I don't think, anything. As one of my employees says, like, everybody can be an example. I'm an example of what not to do. That's his line he uses all the time.
I'm just reading through your list right now, and I'm still like.
You used to be right there on that rack where you could read it with a magnet.
As long as you skip over the one that you read before we went on air, we were good.
The devil is in the details. We
that's
all
right.
know that one.
But that's the truth. I mean, that you could speak on that for a while. It's true. Like, the details are what really matter and what separate you from the next guy. 100%.
The devil's in the detail.
Yeah, the details. Like, what separates you on a listing and a customer versus the person down the street.
Care.
Exactly.
Honestly, yeah, it's really comes to
you know, and then and we say the same thing at our shops is like the details and how we treat our customers and our customer service experience is the difference.
Well, this is Realville.
That's right. I'm the mayor of Realville.
Joe,
I am the mayor of Realville.
For all y'all listeners out there, it would be great for you to see Joe's face right now.
I haven't punched you since the 1900s.
I'm in range. It's not good. How about the elephant in the room?
I don't don't get that one either.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room. It's
Let's talk
huge.
About
it's
the elephant in the room
that nobody wants to talk about. It's the,
why are we afraid to talk about things? If there's a situation, why are we afraid to discuss it?
Right.
I don't agree. Like, we're adults. It needs to be handled. Why are we afraid?
Difficult conversation leads to?
Easy life.
Yeah.
Easy conversations lead to a difficult life. Pick one.
So, gotta
credit Jay Huff for that one.
Was that a Jay Huff?
Jay Huff says that all the time. So I don't know if he coined it or he just uses it.
The devil in the room is something.
The elephant in the room.
No, we're going to change it to devil.
I could say the devil in the room, but it does make more sense because that. What do you think? Do you agree? We can update this.
I'm changing your list around.
You're tweaking it.
All right, we'll stick to elephant then. That's fine.
The other one, like a white elephant. Remember, you hear the term, that's a white elephant. I never understood what that one meant either.
In real estate terms.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
It's big
bad
empty
property.
Yeah, right. You know, 12,000 square foot of,
useless property.
Of property that was, should be condemned, turn of the century, hollowed out. They use about 1,000 square feet. Yeah, there's plenty of them.
Yeah, I never knew what that meant.
I don't know where the term came from, though.
Yeah, that's what I said. I don't understand the term.
I'm not thankful for that term.
No?
No. There we go. We're talking about thankfulness today on the radio.
I love researching like where stuff came from. I think that's awesome.
The origins of it.
The origins of stuff.
Yeah. The whole nine yards.
Yeah. Remember how Led Zeppelin got their name? Rock and roll history. They needed a name before they went on stage.
World War II?
And the guy said to me, he goes, "You guys are awfully, so you're going to go over like a Led Zeppelin." And the guy just stuck with him. And then look,
dude, I know
the rest
the whole
is history.
Nine yards came from.
Go ahead.
In 50 caliber ammunition.
Yeah.
It's belt fed. And the belt is 27 feet long.
The whole nine yards.
Wow.
Very good, Mr. Thurs.
Yeah.
I just threw that one.
Did you know that one?
You hit the curveball. I did.
Yeah.
That's why I said it.
Did you know that one?
I did not know that one, though.
Yeah. You got a whole education. 9 yards.
I'm telling you. Good thing we're rolling tape on this. We can go back and listen to this and write these down.
We are rolling. I highly doubt there's a tape rolling anywhere.
That's true. The computer's sucking this all up. Let's put it that way. How's that?
When all is said and done, there will be no tape of this.
Inquiring minds want to know what a tissue issue is.
That's one of those, like, it's a sob story. You know, it's a tissue issue. You know, I'm going to make you cry.
A tissue issue.
Yes.
Fan of the show, Jay-Z, I've never heard tissue issue.
Oh, yeah.
What about frou-frou?
That one might have been Deb Doherty's. I have to check with her on that. These are not all mine. We just
gin
happen to
up
capture
is
all
something
them.
That, like, after
gin up, yeah. That's when you fire somebody up.
Oh, I was thinking of the other way. You had day, you're going to hit the gin.
No.
Is that related to government nipple?
I don't know. Blue Coat gin out of Philadelphia is very good.
I got him to laugh. That's good. That's always good. How about he's a bum?
Oh, well, one of our callers. Rest his soul. He passed since then. But, he would get wound up, and if he didn't like somebody, he was always a bum. He's a bum. He's a bum.
That used to be a very popular saying growing up. You heard, you know, he's a bum more than the now. You know, it's a clean way of
crushing
your feelings.
Now it's your reprobate and words like that.
It's the homeless individual.
A bum?
Homeless individual.
You have to be correct.
Joe's right. You have to be correct nowadays.
Oh, okay.
So, like, when we were kids, there was Jimmy the Bum that lived in the shadow. So now he'd have to, everybody knows who I'm talking about. He'd have to be Jimmy the homeless individual now.
Oh. So we were leaving. I went to see Gio's last baseball game last night, playing at Perfect Game. And he struck out in the first game I was watching on the Game Changer while, you know, trying to work and all that kind of stuff. But, When I finally got to talk to him, I said, you know, hey, I seen your first at bat. And, you know, what I noticed was a positive of it. Gio just looks at me and goes, "That's cheeks," and walks away. And I'm like, what?
What?
Cheeks.
Cheeks.
Butt cheeks. That's a clean way of saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny because I've never heard that's. I mean, I don't know. Young people have their...
I don't know where they come up with this stuff.
No.
Imagine if they took this level of creativity and did something positive with it.
That's Cheeks?
That's Cheeks.
I have to ask my nephew that one. He's young. You know, he's a champion. Ringtown beating Monoy City in the Little League, so he's got his gold medal.
Monoy.
I think they beat Monoy City.
They did.
Yeah.
They won three games, but they did.
I love it.
So, yep. Smile on his face was so worth it, man. Can't replace that stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Joe's team, the Warpath 13U, won the Super 25 qualifier for a perfect game. So there's 25 teams left in the nation,
mm-hmm.
and then they have that top spot. So they're in. He's in really good company.
Oh my God, yeah.
Mason Polubinski, young man, he crushed the ball the last Shenandoah name. There you go, calling him out. What a fantastic couple days of baseball for that young player.
But, there were some unintended consequences for the other team.
Oh yeah, yeah, a lot of hard hits.
JC, what's the matter over there?
Unintended.
I would have got this list to you sooner if I didn't know it was going to have this much of an effect.
Well, you got to realize something. The two of us are like two of the simplest men on the world. So, like, this stuff here is awesome for us. You just enabled us. It was great.
Step up to the mic.
Is that on here?
I don't know.
No.
It is. It's on the very top of your list. Well, are you saying to step up to the
no,
mic?
No, step
That's
up
the name
to the mic.
Of the list.
Yeah, it's name. Yeah.
Step up to the mic.
So we know, like, phrases that either listeners or hosts turned in the times you're on the
lexicon of words and terms.
Yes, the lexicon of words.
See something, say something.
Yes.
What's up? Why is that on the list?
Because people would say that when there was always trouble going on. And say, well, if you see something, you have to say something so you can take care of it.
That was on New York subways. That was like their
see something, say something.
Yeah, there's a picture of, like, a backpack in the middle of the platform, you know?
See something, say something.
That was their advertising campaign for New York City subways.
Really?
Yeah, true story.
What's talkers? Talkers.
Yeah, just talkers.
What's a presser?
Oh, that's short for a press conference. Presser. They don't want the whole press conference, so they're having a presser.
But you're not into, like, compressing. I thought you...
Not merch. No. Presser is the exception to the rule.
So yeah, you can, like, use pressers.
Yeah,
we
use...
You can't say soch. You can't say merch.
No. Oh, no. God, no. Yeah.
Smile it off.
Yeah. It's like walk it off.
Yeah.
Just with a smile.
Right. Yeah.
Walk it off, Joe.
What are we, in 86 again? That's parenting advice. You're fine.
Walk it off.
Walk it off.
Put some dirt on it. I used to be a member of the Little League one year. Put some dirt on it, you'll be all right.
Bloviate?
Bloviate. That's a good one.
What is that?
I'd have to look that one up. It's an old one. Bloviate. I'd have to see if I can
bully
get it.
Bully pulpit.
Gotta Google it.
Bully pulpit.
That's the advantage of where we're at now. We could...
You could bully?
We could be a verbal bully.
Well, Golden Boy has a microphone in front of him.
Oh, back to that.
Sorry.
He's going to get hit.
Here it is. To bloviate means to speak or write at great length in a pompous, boastful, or overly formal manner. That's the bloviate.
Huh. Bloviate.
Apparently I got two nicknames today.
I'm trying to manufacture outrage. It's not.
Well, guys, you got about 30 seconds left to either bloviate or manufacture outrage.
Oh.
It's been fun, man.
It's been great.
I really appreciate the hospitality in studio all the time, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And T-102, A-106.
What a great opportunity this was. Super grateful. It got us out of our shells. I remember, you know, guys like, I don't think I could do it. And, like, I'm like, what's worse going to happen, you know? And it did. It was wonderful for us, and hopefully it was wonderful for the listeners. And thank you all.
Thank you, guys, man. You're great. It was a lot of fun. Joe Thurs, Guy Julian, you're listening to WPPA Pottsville.